Hey, Arlen, A-R-L-A-N, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, 9-10-28, today's 7-18-2025. 96-year-old gentleman is being evaluated for face-to-face today at 11:08 a.m., 7-18-2025. Patient is currently in hospice with stage 4 renal failure, period. Knee paragraph since last visit. He's now retaining tremendous amount of fluid. Despite being treated with both Lasix 40 and 60 milligram, he's had minimal response, period. Knee paragraph, he also has the decubitus ulcer on his sacrum, which has now progressed to stage 4, period. This is being treated by the wound care specialist at this time. What's important is to realize that both the renal failure, both the edema, this is caused by renal failure, and the decubitus ulcer are worsened by the fact that he's not taking much protein intake at this time. His wife and I talked about this at length, period. He does not require Foley catheter at this time. His pain is controlled with tramadol. His FAST score is at 6E. KPS is at 40%. His appetite continues to diminish. In May, the nurse thought he might be transitioning, but he has rallied and is stable at this time with the blood pressure 100 over 50 or two sides 95% today, period. MAC is at 21.5 centimeter, period. Overall prognosis is poor. He continues to be confused from time to time, and given the findings, worsening renal failure, pedal edema, fluid retention, and the leakage from his legs, most likely he has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate at this time. During the face-to-face, all above was discussed with Mrs. Thompson at length. Thank you.